some of the things that Illinois did was, it did not fully fund its pension obligations, and it set up a ramp so that the pension payments were poised to increase rapidly just around the time that we were suffering from the recession and a downturn in revenue. That was one of the decisions that made things more difficult. Another thing was there was some fairly big expansion of some human services programs for children in the mid-2000s, and those costs were ramping up some human services expenditure, causing human services expenditures to rise pretty rapidly at just about the time the recession was hitting. And then also, the revenue system has not been modernized. In particular, sales taxes are overly dependent or heavily dependent on goods and much less so on services than some other states. And those service expenditures are the ones that are rising most rapidly, and so that prevents sales tax revenue from growing very rapidly.
So really, it's a situation, of course, with growing demands on the money, and you're not getting as much money in. It's not growing fast enough to keep up with those demands. And then you hit the recession, and the problems just exacerbate there.
That's exactly right.
Are there some of these changes, maybe a change in the tax structure, for example, that that you think is needed?
Well, I think every change that you might make is going to have trade-offs, whether you might cut spending or increase taxes or change the way taxes are imposed. And I think it's really up to elected officials to weigh those, the costs and benefits. And we should have a public discussion about that. I don't feel that, my particular view on what those trade-offs are, should carry more weight than other people and probably certainly less weight than elected officials. But I think what I hope is that the debate can be based on evidence and facts and a true assessment of the predicament that we're in. So when I hear, as I sometimes do, elected officials suggest that we can, that if they're elected, they can solve the fiscal crisis without imposing pain on any constituency, that gets me disturbed because I don't think that's possible, and I would want to really see the specifics. I think that it's going to be difficult. Either we're going to have increased taxes, or we're going to have decreased spending, or probably we're going to have both, some combination of both.
We're talking with David Merriman. He is a professor of public administration at the University of Illinois Chicago and an economist at the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. You do have some positive things, though, to say about recent actions taken in the legislature, such as raising the income tax and also pension changes. You said that did help the situation, but it didn't do enough.
Right. I don't want to say that those particular decisions were the right decisions, but in terms of getting the budget balance, they did move towards budget balance. So the income tax increase that was put in January of 2011 raised a significant amount of revenue and made it possible. In particular, that tax increase made it possible for the state to cope with the decline in federal aid that accompanied the phase out of the stimulus after the Great Recession. The pension changes, helped to reduce the unfunded liability. At least they will if the court allows that. They inflicted a lot of pain on some individuals, but in terms of balancing the budget, they did help move towards budget balance.
And Governor Pat Quinn has been behind some of these. I mean, certainly he's backed the pension changes, and he was supportive of the income tax increase. At the same time, here's a governor whose popularity has not necessarily skyrocketed. That makes it difficult, I would think, for politicians to want to get on board to tackle these very difficult fiscal policies because, as you mentioned, they will bring some pain, and people don't like that when they go to the polling places.
Right. And I recognize that, the difficulty of bringing these policies to fruition in a difficult political environment, I think those of us who can honestly analyze the situation need to make the facts known and, if anything, at least constrain the political discussion to really not lead voters to solutions, to believe that solutions are easier than they're going to be. I think we'll all have a healthier state and better public policy if right from the beginning we treat these as serious problems and think carefully about how, the trade-offs that are going to be involved in solving them.
And you have helped create what's being called the Illinois Budget Policy Toolbox through the Institute for Government and Public Affairs. Talk, if you could, about what it is and how it could help voters better understand some of these issues.
Right. This is a project of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs here. And it contains a number of articles by faculty scholars about tax issues and spending issues. And they're really nonpartisan takes. So, for example, there's one about the sales tax. There's one about business taxes. There's various articles about how we might cut different kinds of spending. There'll be something about waste, fraud, and abuse. And so it's an attempt to, provide some insight from what academic literature says about this and maybe to get the discussion going about just how you should think about how at least academics would think about these problems and think about moving forward. And we hope that will be of use to the legislature and gubernatorial candidates and to the general public as well.
And this is going to continue throughout the year, I mean, as we head into the general election as well?
Right. We'll be adding more articles as, circumstances prompt and as our resources allow to look at specific issues that are raised that become really relevant.